This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Connor McDavid, more like Connor McSuck. I can't take credit for that. That's Craig Cody's thing from Levitard Show. Made a bit out of it. The guy's like, he's never won a title, but he's the best in the sport. He's like early Peyton Manning, I think is what my buddy told me last night.
Connor McDavid?
Yeah.
I mean, he was close to that title, right?
Well, he was Edmonton's guy.
Yeah.
3-1, got all the way to the, and then the Panthers win the whole
Panthers
thing.
Panthers end up winning the whole thing, yeah. I don't know. Do we judge hockey players on that? Now, wouldn't the goalie be the comp to the quarterback in
hockey?
Well,
it took Ovechkin forever, right? Or did it not? Did he get one young?
Yeah, he got one. No, they won in like 17 or 18. That's Specs team. He'll know. He'll text us so when they won that championship. Like 17 or 18.
It took a long time, though.
But it took him a while to get it, right?
Right,
And people did that to him. Sydney got it like right out of the chute.
Well, they won like 85 in Pittsburgh right out of the gun. Yeah, no, it would have been great if they were here, you know.
Never knew our boss hated anyone in the world more than me. Sidney Crosby.
He does? Spectre doesn't like Sidney Crosby?
Oh.
I guess because he's an Ovechkin fan. Yeah, that's true.
The Caps guy,
The Caps and Pens.
It's like hating Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but if that's your rival, and for Washington and Pittsburgh, that's a big rivalry.
Right.
And so I get that. No, that makes sense.
I mean, he went on like a 4-minute tyrant yesterday with Mac and I, because Mac's like, I got Sidney scoring. He's like, hate that effing guy.
I had Sidney getting a goal last night too, and it didn't work for me on the underdog app, but I did have Austin Matthews with the assist last night. I did have Connor McDavid with a goal last night, but I needed Jack Hughes to have at least an assist in that game last night, and he didn't. I was disappointed in his performance during this thing. I'm sure somebody will tell me, oh, you didn't watch right, and his plus minus rating was fantastic, or whatever they do, but I was a little disappointed by him. I thought this would be a good time for him to rise to be that next kind of star.
Yeah.
And Jack Eichel too. I don't know if you guys like Jack Eichel or not, but I've been watching him for a while now. For some reason, years ago, I was watching a lot of the Devils games. They played Buffalo all the time because it was like right after COVID. And so all they played was like Buffalo and Boston. Like, it was unbelievably bad. And so I watched a lot of Jack Eichel games. I really like this guy as a player. Him getting to go to Vegas and having an opportunity to win is great, but he could be another great American face for the sport. He looked like a hockey player last night. Like, he looked like he was ready to smoke some cigs and drink some light beer, man. Like that right there, that's America.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Slovin, the defenseman for us last night, who was getting everywhere? Was that right?
Never heard of him.
No?
Slobodan, there was a Slobodan guy somewhere.
There was a defenseman who was just killing it last night. They were bringing him out. I can't remember his name right now, but
Slobodan?
No, Slovin or something. Started with an S.
Maybe just pull up the roster.
Slobodan. McDavid felt like he was kind of having a rough game until the end there, and that last goal wasn't.
I mean, that last shot was pretty sick.
That last shot was insane. It just wasn't retaining passes.
I mean, it was
incredible.
It was insane. Look, America had plenty of opportunity to win that game last night, but Jordan Binnington was bigger. He was bigger than the United States last night, and he played great. I mean, when you see a great performance in sports, you know it. And Jordan Binnington in overtime last night, man, that was one of that was just pure poetry in motion watching a guy play goalie like that. That was wild, man. And again, it shows you how dialed in these dudes are to winning that game. game and winning that cup last night. They wanted that more than anything. I'm sure if that's a regular season NHL game, eh, whatever. Bennington probably gives up a goal at the end and they end up losing. But that was for everything for them last night. And he put on a hell of a performance. So I go back to the question, is the quarterback the goalie in hockey? Because I know the stars for the most part aren't the goalies in hockey. But you look at Connor McDavid, or you look at, you know, as we mentioned with Ovechkin, finally winning theirs. I feel like hockey's more of a team sport that's reliant on the goalie. And if you're going to compare anything to a quarterback, I think it has to be the goalie in hockey. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think it's funny that on all the social media platforms, it has like the United States flag and then like Canada's flag. And then there's a Super Bowl trophy underneath one. And it says 59-0.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jacob Slavin, that was his name.
Slavin.
I changed my last name.
Yeah, it's rough.
Slavin?
I'd be like,
do something about it. I'm a defender in the NHL. You don't like my last name? Come over here and do something about it, Jack. Okay, so mock draft 1.0. For those of you that don't follow Binkley or Chris Unicero, they do their Character Concerns podcast. You can go check that out. You can download it on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it. Very informative about players that I've never heard of.
That's right.
About strategies that maybe people have, and they try to get you as close as they can. So Unicero, Jay Binkley, Character Concerns podcast. Binkley was like with us Wednesday, and it's nice when you can kind of get on the same page as Binkley, because like his drafts will always fluctuate. But I was asking him about a running back. Like, is that a position of need? And according to Fox College Football, they have comps and picks of where the running back class will go, because there's 12 to 15 running backs in this class this year. It's the running back class.
It is. Now we've cycled back to a running game.
And I know Binkley says he doesn't believe in the renaissance of running backs. I do. Mm-hmm. I think it is kind of making a renaissance into the league. You've seen what Saquon Barkley can do for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have a great offensive line. They have a very talented running back. He carried them all the way to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. They end up winning. He wasn't the biggest part of that game, but he was still a dual threat from the run and the pass.
Look, he's a major factor in that Super Bowl because the Chiefs put all their eggs in their basket to stop him, and they beat you another way.
Right. So they have Ashton Jeanty going as the top running back overall going to Dallas, and his comp is LaDainian Tomlinson.
He feels like a Dallas Cowboy, doesn't he? Like, that feels like a perfect Dallas Cowboy pick at number 10.
Judkins from Ohio State, they have going to the Giants, and his comp is Joe Mixon. They have a running back going to the Kansas City Chiefs, and Mac will have to sit down because he's wearing gray sweatpants, but it's Dylan Sampson in the second round out of Tennessee, and his comp is James Cook.
That'd be nice. You get a guy like that in this
team, right? And what I've said is I think that the one thing the Chiefs need to do is they need to draft like a dual threat running back. I think that would help this offense. You're going to have to make Travis Kelce the third or fourth option. If he comes back and doesn't retire, he's going to have to take load management and just be like, hey, you're the goal line and third down and short guy. Like, we don't need you to have 1,000 yards. We don't even need to have 785 yards.
He'll have 1,000 next year.
Oh, I hope. Yes.
Be hilarious. But, like, please. James Cook is a guy who, with Buffalo right now, is in kind of, you know, back and forth.
That dude wants more money than God right now.
Fair.
Good luck.
And so, if the Chiefs can't get somebody like that, I think that's great, because I do believe that that could be something that Mahomes and Andy Reid could really, like, kind of put into this offense to like penetrate it back to being a number one threat style of offense. Plus, what does Bob always say? Andy Reid, he knows how to adjust with the times. Is this the time to take a running back in the second or the third round that could be a dual threat?
Could you say maybe they were ahead of it when they did draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire a couple of years ago after COVID, and they were trying to work him in? Because if
I think
Clyde
they fell
Edwards,
in love with the moment.
I think if he pans out, right, you're not talking about the need for a run. Well, maybe you are. It's kind of getting to that point where, you know, he'd probably be at the end of his run and whatnot. You have to talk about re-signing him to a bigger deal, and they probably wouldn't have done that. But just imagine if they didn't listen to Mahomes and they, you know, a kid. But if Clyde Edwards-Helaire panned out, the Chiefs would have been on the front end of what was going on with the running back position, because that's how they would have utilized, I believe, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. In the limited time we saw him play, I mean, I go back to the opening game against Houston, man, he was phenomenal that day. And if that was like the beginning of what we were going to get out of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, it was going to be awesome. And he just never got there, right? And things happen in life and stuff happens, and you just, you know, kind of chalk that one up to life. And it just didn't work out for Clyde Edwards-Helaire here. Maybe it works out in New Orleans. He did get re-signed down there for the next season. So congratulations to him, and good for him. He's had a lot to work through in
life.
But I think you could use that and say that the Chiefs were actually ahead because they always are ahead. The guy that they went to the dance with just didn't get him to the finish line. You know, like it was the right idea at the right time. They saw where this game was going and how it was starting to evolve. They went and got a running back in the first round, which they hardly ever do, obviously. And you had that opportunity.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity to kind of lay that groundwork. It just didn't work with that player. And if they drafted somebody else, maybe they are considered on the cutting edge of bringing that running back to the offense.
Yeah. I mean, I would just love it. I think it just would make this offense absolutely explode. I think it would give you that sort of like, because what's everybody going to say? Like, Andy, throw those screen passes.
Yeah,
again.
And that's like, what Clyde, I mean, I still like picture Clyde in the screen game and catching it out in the flat and running, and you know, just it didn't work.
Didn't pan out.
Oh.
Yeah, Mach 1.0, Chris Unicero and Jay Binkley, character concerns. They have Siobhan Revel, that corner out of East Carolina, 6'3", tall, long cornerback. That's their Mach 1.0. So make sure and go listen to that.
No doubt.